Lord, may quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. You know that feeling that we get when someone calls you out for something you did? And what's particularly painful is when the person was right. We even use the expression, ouch, when someone does that. I was thinking of times when my own little sister and I are talking about something, and she says to me, "Well, Wendy, why did you let that get to you? Or why do you put yourself in situations where you feel that way?" Or even more recently, when a member of the vestry comes to you with a loving heart and suggests you might have handled a church situation a little bit differently, in each instance, we say a little ouch. But part of the reason we say ouch is the person was right, and we know it in our hearts. Today's gospel and even the epistle have that ouch moment for us as Christians. In the gospel lesson, we see the disciples doing just what we all do, trying to be the best in our group as they're fighting among themselves as to who is the most important or greatest disciple. And in the reading from James, we have no question about our role in conflicts and disputes. A clear reminder that often our conflicts are born of cravings at war within ourselves. We are all at some time engaged in these cravings. I want to consider for a moment some of those cravings. And one of them is the idea of selfish ambition. We're all ambitious in some way. Most think that being ambitious is a positive attribute. But James reminds us that selfish ambition is not the goal. We each have an ardent desire for rank or fame or power, ambition. But my favorite stories of ambition involve our roles as parents. We were older parents when our son Robert was born, and so we had lots of ambition to be super parents. And so when Robert was in kindergarten, we sent him to the local large city public school. And the kids there represented a wide variety of students, from wealthy to poor, white and black and brown and everything in between. And when the opportunity arose, I raised my hand and volunteered to become folder mom. And it turned me into a monster. I was the mom charged with filling all the kids' folders with papers from the teacher and school. And while you probably weren't supposed to, sometimes there would be student work or even tests or even standardized test scores, and I would immediately spend my time comparing our precious child and label him the genius in my mind and heart. I would compare him to the other kids, and I would strive to ensure that he was the best in the class. We were being ambitious parents, craving best parent status, as those disciples were. And when Jennifer was in elementary school, we were deeply striving professionally, so we were deeply interested again in being the best parent through our kids. And she received an assignment from a science teacher to gather up a seed collection. And so Stephen, being ever the ambitious one, went to the produce line and bought one of everything. And this isn't just the local HEB. This was Central Market, where they have the most exotic fruits and vegetables you ever see. And his goal was to have the most seeds in Jennifer's seed collection. So we had kumquats and jalapenos and tomatoes and starfruit and on and on. We were engaged in competitive parenting. We were being selfishly ambitious. Brené Brown, in her book, The Gifts of Imperfection, reminds us that in a quest for wholehearted living, We need to cultivate this concept of authenticity. We're so concerned about what others will think of us, and rather than live authentically, we continue to live in unhealthy ways. In the Christian view, we're succumbing to the cravings of being loved by all. Do we really need to be loved by everyone? Or is that yet another ambition or selfish ambition? James reminds us that wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, and willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. James tells the early Christians how to behave in a pretty hostile world. And Jesus makes the point even more clearly when he takes a child, which, by the way, during biblical times, culturally was among the lowest life forms in Jesus' day, and tells those big, important disciples that the child is more important than all of them. Can you imagine what the disciples must have been thinking? A definite ouch moment for the disciples as Jesus clearly puts them in their place. So what's a good Christian to do? Jesus tells us clearly, you must be last of all and servant of all. So how are you servant of all? I'm not sure about you, but this one is particularly hard, and some of us think it's just about serving, but even more, it's our demeanor and our attitude while serving. I have a very bad habit. I get involved in an organization, and I work hard, and I serve the group, and I have a bad habit of accepting the nomination to lead and then leading the organization. And over the years, I have accepted that nomination from garden clubs to associations to this and that. But I think in doing so, I lose sight over and over again of the true servant leader, the one who quietly serves and never accepts the nomination to lead. Leading for me is not the role I need to remain striving for, but rather being a good follower, even the last one in line. Now you know there is a tradition I have at communion why I choose, unlike some others, to take communion after I've served all of you. I want to serve first and be served last. So how are you doing yourselves in serving, in welcoming the children? The children are a metaphor for the lowliest, the least, the last ones in line. It means we're to welcome those who are not like us, those who are different because of their education or their background, their age. Jesus expects us to welcome the children. So this week, let's strive to welcome someone to our church or even your home who may never have received an invitation from anyone. Let's be the community Christ wants us to be and welcome the children and the stranger to join us. For in serving others, you're drawing nearer to God. And in drawing nearer to God, God will draw nearer to you. What more could any one of us want than to be closer to our Creator? Amen.